Hello, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Joy Dooling, and you are listening to the Joy of Membership podcast. This podcast is for membership leaders. So we talk about strategies for attracting, engaging, and retaining members. But that's not entirely the focus of the show, because let's be honest here, there is no shortage of advice out there on best practices in membership. What we need to talk about is how to actually make those things possible in the real world, how to be absolutely sure that growth practices are going to stick, how to make those things easier, more consistent, and even automatic in some cases. Sound good? Then stick around because we're about to jump into it. Hey there, welcome to this week's episode. I'm glad you're spending time with me today. I'm always curious what people are doing when they're listening. I've heard from some listeners that I'm with you in your car, or at the gym, or we're cooking dinner together. So wherever you are right now, thanks for inviting me along. This past week, I had the opportunity to be a guest on an episode of Radio Free 501c with host Cecilia Sepp, as part of her special series focused on the 21st century membership. As I contemplated what being a 21st century membership means in advance of the show, a few things came to mind. Things like having a strong digital presence, not just a physical presence. Trying to figure out what social media platform is the right one today versus yesterday versus last month. Rising above noise and algorithms that prevent you from being able to get your messages out. Understanding new technologies for running operations. Responding to member expectations that seem to be shifting. Working remotely for either your staff, if you have one, or dealing with how remote work impacts your key volunteers. Having to provide two different ways to interact with your events for people who want to participate live and those who want to be virtual. Being able to assess new ideas quickly so that you're not left behind. Finding ways to stay in tune with customer feedback and understanding how to act on things like customer reviews, just like Amazon or Google. And recognizing that competition isn't just another association that serves your same audience. Competition is coming from even more directions than ever before. This list of things that are required of a 21st century membership could stretch on for a mile, couldn't it? But the truth is that if you look underneath the surface of all of the items on this list, the thing that is really required is openness to change, and the ability to adapt. The organizations that will fare best in the future are those that are willing to recognize that the world around us changes quickly. Not just that it changes, but it changes quickly, and that often these changes require our organizations to change quickly too. So that's what Cecilia and I talked about on her show. It was a great conversation on a topic that every membership organization has to face sooner rather than later. So just look up Radio Free 501c in whatever your favorite podcast platform tends to be, and you can listen in on that conversation. Now, there are two things that I'd like you to know if you've ever found yourself in the position of thinking, "Arg, why is making this change so hard?" First, you're absolutely not alone. And second, there are ways that an organization can become more nimble with making change. Because if we know that change is all around us, and it's inevitable that it's going to impact us in some way, doesn't it make sense to anticipate it and amp up our readiness? I definitely think so. The first thing that is important is that your organization assesses why change feels so hard. You really can't address change readiness unless you understand why it's feeling hard. And there are a number of different reasons. Is it because you aren't really sure what to do? Or you know what you want to do, but you aren't sure that it will work? Or you know what you want to do, and you're pretty sure that it's going to work, but you aren't sure how to specifically implement it for your organization? Or you know what to do, you're pretty sure that it's going to work, you know how to implement it for your organization, but there's a resource barrier that you haven't been able to get over. Or you know what to do, how to do it, you have the resources, but there's a leadership barrier that you haven't been able to get over. The approach for each of these reasons is going to be different. But more importantly, when you see it layered that way, it makes it pretty easy to see why it's so easy to get stuck, doesn't it? You might even find yourself getting stuck at a different layer for different changes. So, just like you sometimes have to peel back layers of an onion to be able to move forward, you might have to peel back layers of stuck points to find out which one is actually creating the issue for you. So, does this idea resonate with you? What has your organization's experience been with embracing change? Or is change something that you find pretty hard to make happen? I'd love to hear your thoughts. Either drop an email to joy@joyofmembership.com or stop by LinkedIn and connect with me there. I always consider these podcast episodes to be just the start of a conversation. So pop on by and let's get connected. Well, that's all I have for you this week. I hope it gets you kind of thinking about change and how your organization responds to the changes that pop up, because inevitably, every organization has to deal with it in a multitude of ways. I'll be back next week with another topic. In the meantime, take care. Hey there, you made it all the way to the end. Bravo to you. I'm back in just one last time to remind you that there's a free one-page PDF available over at the website that shows you more than 20 ways that technology could be supporting your efforts to attract, engage, and retain more members. It's actually broken down into the stages of the member journey, so you'll know exactly where each piece fits. And everything that's on that one pager can actually be automatically done for you with software that costs less than $1,000 per year. So if you haven't already grabbed it, you can get your copy at joyofmembership.com/tech. joyofmembership.com/tech, TECH. Have a great week, and I'll see you next time.